Hey guys, Kevin here. Happy July. I think my last post was continuing this series. That was when I just finished a book, have like a bunch of notes, and then life happened, found a new job, and I did some training somewhere else, and then traveling a little bit for that. So now is the 4th of July. I personally have a pretty long weekend, so beforehand, I feel like I was in debt to release the podcast, or at least, I finished this, and then been pushing it off, with a new job and stuff, and then now I think it's a good opportunity, right, to kind of repay the debt and then kind of finish the series off. So I'm gonna do a bunch of recordings today, and then hopefully we can kind of wrap this book up in a little nice little bow, as they say, right? So, previously, for the last couple of months, we talked about this whole idea of medicine 3.0, right? Treat everybody individualistically, right? Not just say, hey, John Smith or Jane Doe, right? Everybody should go through the same medical procedure to evaluate health, right? That's kind of the medicine 2.0 perspective. So, I did a couple episodes before. It's kind of like a high-level conceptual situational breakdowns. Right now, I kind of want to dive into something a little bit more deeper. And then the structure will be something like this, right? Most of the people that kind of tune into health and longevity or health in general, they get confused, right? According to Peter, is most people are wondering, hey, what should I eat? Hey, what supplement should I take? Hey, what kind of diet should I try? Et cetera, et cetera, right? So it's all pretty much a technical, like very tactical thing, right? Like, hey, tell me what to do, I will do it, and I will get the outcome that I want. And in the beginning portion of this book, which is what we're covering right now, Peter argues that there's kind of a difference between strategy and tactics, right? So tactics is, in the context of boxing, is what you do in the ring, right? Left hook, right hook, undercut, what have you. And then that is not the most important thing, right? The most important thing is strategy. In a sense, continuing on this boxing analogy is how do we study the opponent? What is their strengths and weaknesses? What are their tendencies? Okay, if they go in the ring and if they kind of lean left and then they usually have a tendency to, I don't know, go right. I'm not a boxing expert, right? So you kind of do that before you actually execute it. You actually do that research before you get into the ring, so to speak, right? So again, just to review, right? We think about lifespan in three stages, right? First stage is trying to reverse or delay cognitive decline, right? Either that's memory, or the ability to solve a complex problem, or we're trying to delay its physical decline, right? In a sense of loss of bone density, muscle mass, all that stuff. And we are trying to avoid is emotional destruction, right? Loneliness, anxiety, depression. So that's what Peter cared about during his, practices. And the tactics to improve the health span will improve lifespan as well. So it's like a if then a statement, right? So if I improve my health span, then my lifespan will improve as well. So in a sense, we need to do is we need to think about is, okay, from a strategy perspective, we want to eliminate these three things, right? Or kind of prolong these three things: cognitive decline, physical decline, and then emotional destruction. On the tactical side, what should we do is we should kind of approach this in four big buckets, which we're going to dive into later today, which is exercise, diet, sleep, and emotional health. Okay, let me repeat that. Exercise, diet, sleep, and emotional health. So that's it, right? So that's kind of like a framework for the book, and that's a framework that we're going to complete this series on. So we're gonna call it right now, and then for the next episode, we're gonna dive into something a little bit more specific, if you will. All right, guys, thank you for listening, and then I will see you on the next one.